Tonight I'm at NISP Connect, the Northern Ireland Sands Park Connect 25K Awards. They're giving £25,000 to one of the best innovators of a group of 10. But someone who's here in a whatever capacity I'm about to find out is Greg Maguire. Greg Maguire is one of the world's, and I can use that title from what I've heard about you, Greg, one of the world's leading animators. Tell me your most recent history and the most recent work that people will know you for.
I've worked in the industry since about 1989, so been around for a while. But I've worked in many different companies in many different capacities. Anything from Happy Feet to Terminator to Spider-Man 3 to Harry Potter to Avatar.
So we're talking Hollywood movies, and we're not talking Hollywood 5 miles out the road. We're talking Hollywood big blockbusters. We're talking Pixar here, aren't we?
No, I didn't. Never worked at Pixar. Pixar was the only place I never worked at.
Okay, but of that level and that kind of animation level of quality and of excellence.
Yeah, it's working on the best studios in the world. Yeah.
And did you create the whole idea behind Happy Feet? Did you invent the penguin? Or
no, that's what we do. But I think what's stressed very well tonight is that each one of those movies is an enormous collaboration between many different people with many different skills, and people coming in at lots of different skill levels. I'm called a computer animator, but the last time I really animated anything was a character animator at Disney. But I find myself loving the technology side of things more, and I liked getting tools to animators so that they could do their jobs better. So that's really where I'm at. And because I animated before, then I can have a good conversation and dialogue and understand what an animator's needs are, and then provide them with the tools that they need to do the best job that they can.
So you're coming up to the producer level in a televisual sense. You're actually letting them do what they need to do, being an overseer, but very much directing as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
I give you such an easy question, the only answer was yes or no.
My role has changed. My role has changed over the years. And I guess everybody rises to their own level of incompetence.
Join me in the queue on that one.
So I'm working on... I've got exciting new... Can you still hear okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Well, I got an exciting new venture right now. I'm taking the world that I know of visual effects and image making and combining them with a friend of mine, Philip Campbell, who I've been friends for many years, and he's a big game designer. He was a creative director on Tomb Raider, Godfather, James Bond. He's been a lot of work with Glue Mobile.
Could you name a few movies that I know?
Well, these are games. Yeah. Big game titles.
But they're game titles.
So yeah. We're pretty much combining both our talents right now to try and develop new applications for mobile gaming.
And we're talking about people who are now based in Northern Ireland because you've come back to live here.
I've come back to live here. Phil is still in San Francisco, though he is from Port Bush.
Okay, but the WWW, that thing that keeps us all living and breathing, and we can't live without it if it ever disappears. It's really allowing you to have a lifestyle that you want here in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, so I keep telling everyone that I meet here that the internet in California looks exactly the same as the internet over here.
You know? With a different accent, possibly?
it's exactly the same. And that's the thing. There's no... I guess a lot of companies in Northern Ireland are very inward-looking. We'll try and maybe make a soft launch in something and keep it within Northern Ireland because they think it's like it's a test market. But the test market is really out there. I mean, there's 1.5 million people here. That's a small suburb in San Francisco. There's 8 million people in the Bay Area alone. So the internet, when you look at the kind of companies and the kind of eyeballs that Zynga and Facebook are getting, I mean, that's an entire nation. I mean, they may have responsibilities that come with an entire nation, but Zynga has about 120 million users every day.
The exponential potential for all of that is phenomenal. We're coming to the end of this opportunity because we've got a certain time length on it. Give us a website where we can find out more about you.
www.inlifesize.com.
Lovely to talk to you, Greg. Thank you
too.
Very much for your time.
Take care.